Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Adel, good morning to you. Why do we fast over something that happened so long ago?
Excellent question, and I think that we're fasting over long ago has such pertinence today. Today it marks a day that has a lot of calamity in the Jewish history. The first and the main one that happened was that this was the day that Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the tablets, saw that they had made a golden calf and smashed the Ten Commandments. Further on in history, all other four calamities that we are fasting about today pertained to the temple. We had a guy called Apostolos that went and burnt a Torah scroll. Then he went and put an idol in the temple. We know that the walls of Jerusalem were breached on that day, and that the Kohen Gad, the Kohanim, the high priests in the temple, were unable to sacrifice any more the daily offering. Now, this does look like something and has always been something that we've looked back at history. But I was pondering this morning, you know, all of these things are symbols. And it seems that we are fasting over the fact that something like morality and integrity that is represented by the Ten Commandments was smashed, right? Jerusalem being a center that should have been a light unto the nations was destroyed. And we see a lot of destruction and a lot of negativity happening. And I couldn't help but draw the analogy that today we're kind of going through a Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, a 17th of Tammuz period in our lives where we are seeing things being broken down and smashed again. Okay. The statutes are come, all the colonial statues and everything that was of history are being brought down. People are rebelling and breaking down boundaries restrictions that we've had in society. So what is it all about? Like, why should we fast? And really, what is it coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that we are entering into a new world. And that which we knew and that which we thought was right and that which we thought would serve us is no longer of service to us. And those walls and those restrictions are coming down. They're being torn down in not a pleasant way, as it wasn't pleasant, you know, on all the 17th of Tammuz in history. But it's a good thing because there's a silver lining to it. Because once we get rid of the things that we thought we worshipped and things that we thought that served us, and we realize they don't serve us, and that in fact our relationship with God has to come from the inside out, not just based on, you know, on symbols, on walls, on stuff that we thought we could see, we will enter into a much, much better world. So I think that we really are reliving history all over again, very, very pertinently this year.
Yeah, we really are. It's so interesting that so many of these stories and so many of these events that happened in the past just are highlighted around because of COVID. We're looking at everything, you know. In literature, we call it intertextuality, is where you use a current understanding and thought, and you look back in history. So a classic example is we say that, well, did Hamlet in Shakespeare have an Oedipus complex? Well, William Shakespeare couldn't have known that because the whole concept of the Oedipus concept was a Freudian thing in the 20th century. So, but with our knowledge, we look back. And now I find with COVID, there's so many things that are happening today that allows us to look back to the text. And I always say that that the Bible, that the Torah, is the ultimate in postmodernism, because because you can enter it and exit it at any time, and you can look at it from so many inside, outside, top and bottom. It's just this text that allows so much. It's got so much value that we keep finding. And COVID has kind of opened up a whole new way of relooking at some of these events.
And we're living through them again. And, you know, I listened to, I can't remember who it was, and I apologize for not giving them the credit. They said, you know what COVID is? COVID is the minister of education. It is coming to educate us on so many new things. Yeah. And I thought that's such a fabulous brilliant description, because that's what it is. We can't see it. It's around us all the time, and it's making us rethink everything. And just like we've torn down stuff before, you know, and saying it didn't work. And yes, you know, the 17th of Tammuz is about negative. I think now we are tearing down the negative to allow for the positive. Before it was tearing down the positive to allow in the negative.
Right.
Now we are reverting history and going ultimately back to where we belong, where we're pulling down that which is negative to only allow goodness to come and replace it.
Absolutely love that. Adel Kozelski, thank you. Zanati, you deep in thought about that.
Angie Mochecha and Blade Zimande would not be happy about that statement that they've been replaced by COVID.
Yep, but you can't fight what is at 8:55. Adel Kozelski, thank you as always.